3 out of 4 North Fork teams qualified for this year's 2A state cross-country meet. Hotchkiss Juniors Natalie Anderson and Jenny Solis led the team to a first-place finish, placing 3rd and 4th, respectively. May Anderson was 6th, Sophia Shelley 8th, and Tiffany Clock finished 11th. The girls' team is on the brink of its first state championship, but after entering regionals ranked 1st last season and finishing 3rd, Anderson says they're not taking anything for granted.
We've been picked to win it all 3 years, but this is the first time we've actually followed through, to say the least. Because last year we were supposed to win it, and we barely made it out of regionals. So.
The Hotchkiss boys team finished in 2nd place behind Telluride, with Cody Bartlett placing 2nd and Andrew Tiedemann placing 8th. Kurt Katzdorn, Ty Clock, and Bryce Holm will also represent the Bulldogs at state. As a first-year team, the Paonia girls set out at the beginning of the season to do their best, but with no great expectations. But on Wednesday, the Lady Eagles proved that they are legitimate contenders. With 3 runners in the top 10, including a 5th-place finish by Taylor Polson, the Paonia girls finished in a tie for 2nd place with Telluride. Eagles Chelsea Reed and Chelsea Milner slipped past runners in the final 800 yards of the race for the tie. Mandy Bushta's 18th place finish broke the tie, much to her surprise. Bushta says she joined the team to stay in shape for basketball and wasn't expecting to qualify.
I was just expecting to just have fun this season and enjoy it, but it's awesome that we're going to state, so I'm excited.
Telluride's Rachel Hampton beat Crested Butte Community School's Amber Scott to win the girls' division in 18 minutes 48 seconds. Jason Sturgis finished 9th and will be the only Paonia male to represent the boys' team at state. Despite a strong headwind, Sturgis ran the best race of his career. The junior says he feels good heading into state competition, where he's ranked in the top 20.
Yeah, I feel pretty good at how I finished. I mean, I did my best, so I feel very confident in what I did. So I'll just have to go up from here, I hope.
Running for Delta, Dustin Ombe placed 7th and Jonathan Kindernecht finished 13th to qualify for the boys' 4A meet. On the girls' team, Delta twins Clarissa and Cleo Whiting also qualified for state. The twins have dominated virtually every meet this season after working out a system where they decided which one would win prior to each race. But Cleo explains that on Wednesday they took a different approach.
We've decided from now on that we race our own race. That it's not really divvying it up anymore. It's if you're going to win, you just have to be faster and that's it. There's no well you can win today. We're going to race it out from now on.
The Whitings broke away from the pack at about the 2-mile mark. They shadowed Durango's Shannon Maloney throughout the remainder of the course, with Clarissa finishing 2nd overall and 3/4 of a second ahead of Cleo. Despite focusing on the finish line, Clarissa knew Cleo was on her heels.
I was hoping she might try to get right next to me because I knew that she was doing what she wanted, but she did great. We had no pressure on who was going to beat who, and that was actually the best thing we could have done.
And Clarissa says they'll keep that same attitude at the state competition.
I think we're going to run our own race because we're so close to each other anyway. We're just going to see what happens and go out with a bang.
The state meet is coming up on October 27th at Colorado Springs. Football action continues, with Norwood and Dove Creek battling for a first place in the 8-man Western Slope League tonight at Dove Creek High School. 8-man playoffs begin next week. Montrose hosts Grand Junction tonight at 7, and the annual North Fork Bowl conference game between Paonia and Hotchkiss will begin at 7 at Paonia Town Park. For KVNF News, I'm Tammy Mick with your weekly sports report.